When You Can't Catch a Break and You Want to Know Why by Megan Kleppinger, read by Ellie Johnson. Consider it all joy, my brethren, when you encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance, and let endurance have its perfect result so that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. James 1, 2-4. When it rains, it pours. It's feast or famine. Everything bad comes in threes. It always goes from bad to worse. I can't seem to catch a break. I don't have to ask you if you've ever felt like a walking version of one of these cliches. If you're human, you have. Just the other day, I had an unfortunate run-in with a papasan chair. I went to sit down, and the top wasn't situated on the base correctly, so I sort of slid off with the top part, fell on my face, and twisted my ankle. Normally, even I would have laughed at the ridiculousness of this scene, but it came at the end of a very bad day. Like any mature adult, I called my mother to complain about life in general and that stupid chair. She said, "Well, isn't this the third thing to happen today?" It was, and I'd called her each time an unfortunate event had occurred that day. She finished with, "Well, remember, things always happen in threes, so you should be good now." That's not exactly how life works, but naming some rhyme or reason seems to help. The truth is that we can't always explain the why, and thank goodness our job isn't to solve the mystery behind our pain. If we embrace the reality of suffering in our lives, however, we can learn about ourselves, God, and how to mature in the Christian walk. Now back to the papasan chair. I don't know why it attacked me, but I've learned and grown from the experience. I will never, ever sit on that thing again. In life, with real suffering, we have a choice to come out of bad circumstances the same as we were before, or to allow God to teach and mature through it. Intersecting faith and life. Take a few moments to reflect on the various trials God has brought you through and what He's taught you through them. And for further reading, look up Psalms 119:50.
Hey listeners, thanks for joining us for the Crosswalk.com devotional podcast. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone during the week, subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts. To find more devotional content like this, head over to crosswalk.com.
The Historical Jesus Podcast is the sweeping saga of the life and times of Galilean Jesus of Nazareth, as well as the faith, religion, and church founded to honor and disseminate his acts and teachings. Join me, Mark Vinette, on this fascinating journey through time, exploring the many great works of Christian theology, literature, architecture, music, and art inspired by the words and deeds of Jesus Christ.